Good morning, good afternoon, good night, whatever time it may be. Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 28 of Positively Spartans. I'm your host, Isaiah Hubbard, back again with the legendary Spartans, Marcellus Majestic James and my boy Eric Lane. What's up, fellas?
What's happening?
What's up, my brother?
It's another beautiful Sunday. You know how we do. We get these podcasts rolling, dog. Talk my shit with my homies, man. What's up? How's y'all week been? Y'all hear me?
What you say, bro?
Sorry. I said, how's y'all week been, my brothers?
It's been cool, bro. You know, just waiting for little man, bro. My wife is getting induced tomorrow, so he'll be here Wednesday. I would hope so.
He is stubborn as his father, huh?
Man, you already know, bro. He said, I heard this world crazy out there. I'm standing here.
Right. I ain't even mad at him. I do the same thing. I'm trying to be chilling. 2020 ain't it for a lot of people right now, bro.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, man. That's about it. Just battling with my unit about leave. Don't even get out of that, but yeah, that's pretty much it.
Man, look, we're gonna skip over that because leave, man. I don't want to talk about RV and leave, man. That shit is so stupid to me. Anyway, that's what's up, bro. I'm glad to hear you're doing good, man. You got anything big coming up for the week? Other than Lil Man, because you know that's a major. Yeah, that's a major event.
Yeah, that's it, man. That's pretty much it, honestly. Nothing really outside of that.
I dig that. What's your mental looking like, bro? How you feeling?
That's cool. I feel really good, you know. Chat with y'all once a week, decompress, talking bullshit. And I keep in touch with my boy Aaron from college. He has two kids, two girls, so he's always a good resource to talk to him. Comes to being newlyweds and a new father. So yeah, I feel real good mentally.
Yeah, I dig that. It's always good to have somebody that you can talk to, man, that has some of those experiences in life that you're getting ready to go through, so you can sort of gauge and be prepared for some of the things. Because, everybody's experience is different, but it's always nice to have that reference point.
Yes, sir. What about you, Sir Majestic?
Sir Majestic of the House of James, is he still connected? We may be having some technical difficulties, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it still says he's connected.
Yeah, I don't know. Well,
what about you, my brother? Legendary hub.
Man, I'm gonna tell you what, man. I've had a pretty good week, man. I finally completed my verification for my FTMO. So, your boy is officially
Thank you.
Your boy is officially a funded trader. So, I got that going for me. I'll be starting that this week. Signing the contract and the papers this weekend. So, I mean, looking forward to that this coming week. But I just chilled this week, man. I didn't really do anything big now that I think about it. Went go-karting with my brother. You know what I mean? We did all that. That was last weekend, actually. Okay. Yeah, last weekend. So, yeah, I was actually pretty chill this week. It was a very calm, relaxing week, man. Other than the FTMO, bro, I didn't really do a lot. Hit the gym, kept it copacetic.
Facts, bro. Big gym. I see you. I'll be seeing you over there, man, getting it in.
Man, I'm trying, dog. I'm trying to get like you, bro.
Man, being there 6 days a week, bro. Just trying to get right, man.
See, man, and today's episode, we talking about goals, man. And I got a gym goal I'm going to share with everybody. So that way, I'm trying to take it to the next level. Or take it back to 49th Hub. You know what I mean? First Deployment Hub.
So that means juicing hub.
Nah, and never. All natural, my brother.
Substance abuse hub.
Yeah, girl.
Hey. Yeah. Yep. So I didn't tell you that was our first interaction.
Basically.
IQ is hub of using steroids Monday formation, and we just been cool ever
since. Right. I'm standing there like, what?
I've been there before.
Man, they used to always walk by my unit talking smack. So I was like, I got something for them when they come back.
it sure was, because we was running on by. And it was that whole week we was talking smack to your unit as we ran by, and then I think it was like Thursday or Friday My man Lane hit me with the comeback and had me rolling.
Man, you know that unit was nobody about that life, man. I was a lone survivor in that unit, bro.
Hey, bro, we had a couple gems in the 49th, man. We were a pretty athletic unit, but it's like most of them were stuck in like 297 and 96 and whatnot, and then the rest of us were like spread out through other units. So PT was torture for us.
Definitely. How you mental though, bro?
My mental was amazing, dog. I've been talking to my therapist, you know, the VA. They finally get right with the VA. I talk to them once a week. You know what I mean? They do right. You know what I'm saying? It's good to decompress, talk to them about everything that's going on. Because, you know, as we talk, you know, sometimes the depression gets real. PTSD, it weighs on you, all that good stuff. So I'm good, though, bro. I'm in a really great place right now, man, and ready to take on this final quarter of the year. Feeling like Jordan in 92. You know what I mean?
Hey, I'm glad to hear it, bro. That's awesome, man.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Marcellus, we can hear you now, man. What's up, my brother? You good?
I'm good, man.
how was your week, man?
Oh, man, this week was rough.
Ooh. Oh, man.
It ended on a good note, but, like, so we do pharmacy driving. Okay. Which, like, we don't have a pharmacy no longer inside. Well, we do, but it's only for inpatients. So everyone else that's coming, we have to, like, pretty much deliver to them.
Okay. No, my what? All posts as well?
No, this is, like, in a parking lot outside of our facility.
So is this because of COVID?
Yeah.
Okay.
Loco. Like, I cannot explain how crazy it gets. And Friday, it was pretty nuts. But, like, to cap the week off, I got an award, so.
Nice.
It wasn't too bad.
Hey, that's awesome, bro.
But it was a long week.
What, you get an AM?
Yeah.
That's pretty dope, you know, bro. You're doing good things, man.
As much smack as people talk about AAMs, man, when you working hard and, like, you have a rough week, like you said, sometimes that little AAM at the end of the week is like, all right, yeah, you know, maybe it was worth it.
It was worth it.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's always nice to get recognized, you know what I'm saying?
For sure. I mean, I wasn't expecting it. It was for when we did CFC.
Mm-hmm.
So we increased the year before by like 1,000%, which is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, right.
But
jeez, okay,
be positive and do something. You know, the norm.
That's what's up, brother. That's what's up.
Hey, that's awesome, bro. So how you doing mentally, man?
I'm cool. I had my week in a reset. Didn't go out much. Play the game. Just relax. Watch a couple of basketball games.
Facts. Dude. Can't go wrong with that, man. It sounds like a good weekend.
Right. It's nice to have sports back because, like, you could just sit and watch for a little bit and not have to worry about things for a good 48 minutes.
Yep. Bro, I miss actually playing basketball, bro. Like, you know, getting that competitive rush is like, it doesn't compare to actually watching the game.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, bro.
I miss the hardwood.
So you know, I don't get to play much when I'm out here in Texas because, you know, Texas is a big football state. So anytime I go home, bro, I be trying to run as much as I can, dog. Because I miss playing the game like we used to back at the apartments, man.
Bro, at the web,
bro, we used to have the joints lit.
Yeah, I used to live at these apartments like right outside the gates of Fort Hood,
mm-hmm.
And we had probably one of the nicer courts in Killeen, to be honest. You know what I mean, full court. You know what I mean, square backboards. We kept the nets nice, bro. I'm talking about we had at least, you know what I mean, 12 to 15 people there on weekends, dog, just running games.
Uh-huh.
Running games. It was lovely.
Every Friday at the formation? Hey, what time are we coming over? All right, back.
Right. Y'all hooping? Pulling up to who? Bet. Man, speaking of basketball and everything, man, y'all see my man Luka go crazy in the fourth quarter?
Oh, Luka.
Look, I was telling people, I was like, yo, Luka is going to be a problem. Everybody's like, nah, they shouldn't have traded for the pick. They should have took Trae Young.
That's a grown ass man.
Right.
He's not 21. Ain't no way.
He's been playing in the pro league since he was like 16, dog.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's one of those kids. He's one of those kids.
And he played one leg today, bro.
Yeah, right. He was injured last game. That's what's crazy, man. That kid is great, man.
That's amazing.
And I brought up the fourth quarter because we're in the fourth quarter of the year, and of course, I want to talk to y'all about. I mean, some goals we may have for the last quarter of the year, man, going into 2021, because 2020 was pretty crazy.
Definitely, man.
Pretty crazy, man. But before we get into the goals for the rest of the year, what are some, if y'all don't mind sharing, man, what are some goals that y'all knocked out or that y'all plan to knock out this year?
Right now, I'm just pushing for my packet. So,
yeah.
Let's complete my GRE, complete my bachelor's by June, and just pretty much wait for the results in April.
Dope, man. See, that's a big step. That's a power move right there, bro.
Yeah.
That's a power move. I'm proud of you for that, dude, because I feel like you're going to do great things at the next level.
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely, my brother, absolutely.
Yeah, doing good things, bro. Very inspiring, man.
Shit. What about you, Lane? What's a goal that you had set for this year that you smacked or one that you have in progress?
Trying to get an AOC date, which I finally got last week.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, you was hype about that.
Bro, it's been 3 years, bro. Like January would make it 3 years even from the day that I was actually supposed to attend it. Yeah. So,
and you had got,
yeah, it was a good feeling.
You had got deployed the first time you were supposed to go, right?
Yeah, I mean, it had got deferred and then I had got into an issue. So yeah. It was just like it was a constant battle, man. So I overcame that, persevered, and that was pretty much like one of my big goals is trying to get promoted.
Right.
Obviously I won't be able to get promoted, but you know, I know once I graduate ALC, I'll get promoted the next month.
Right.
Or two on the OML, so I'll be straight.
Bet. That's what's up, man. Everything working in your favor, man. You know, the universe has everything set as it should be. So, you know what I mean? You just got to ride the wave, bro.
Yeah. I think to close out the year, before we PCS, I just want all my soldiers to get their peace status prior to us leaving Fort Eustis and going to JPLM.
That's outstanding, bro. So,
yeah, I mean, if all four of them can get their peace status, I feel, you know, I've done my job because I don't know if we're all going to be in the same unit once we get there. But
right.
Yeah, that's pretty much my goal before the year ends.
I dig it, bro. I dig it. That's a tough one too, man. Like, I mean, tough as in like awesome, because it's like it's selfless. You know what I mean? It's a goal that you have, a personal goal, yeah, but it's a goal that's helping others achieve and get to the next level, man, and that's dope, man.
Yes, sir. What about yourself, man?
Man, I've accomplished a few goals this year, man, and it's crazy because like 2020 started off like on a rough ass foot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like I ended up even before COVID. Well, yeah, about the start of COVID, you know, I ended up losing my job and everything. I told myself, you know, that was the last time I'd ever be put in a predicament to where somebody had that much control over my financial freedom. You know what I mean, to where like that I got fired from a job at the beginning of the year and I scrambled because I wasn't sure what to do. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I told myself, I was like, yo, that's the last time I'm gonna do that. Boom. I mean, I'm gonna set this goal. I'm gonna grind hard and I'm gonna pay off at least three of my debts. So I ended up doing that last month, actually 2 months ago, paid off my car, like y'all know, June. And I just paid off a credit card. So, you know, me making those power moves, trying to get my credit right. So those are some of the goals that I smacked this year financially. Personally, I've been doing better with my mental health. You know, I wanted to start seeking more help, you know, just looking at some different avenues because I practice a lot of the spiritual stuff. You know what I mean? I try to do things like that. And but I wanted to reach out and actually get, you know, some professional help. So I've done that. And I've definitely increased my mental, man, like tenfold. I'm going to be 100.
And that's, yeah, I hear it in your voice, man.
Yeah, man. It's a great feeling, dog. It's a real great feeling, man. Cause y'all know me, man. I love to motivate and it's hard for me to motivate people when, you know what I mean? It's hard for me to get out of bed. So And when it's hard for me to do something I love, you know what I mean, life just gets a little tough and it gets deeper and deeper and deeper. But now, man, I'm back, baby.
That's great.
And then a professional goal was actually the podcast, man. And I want to thank y'all for that because y'all definitely helped me. Y'all definitely helped me achieve that goal to be more consistent, dropping, you know, consistent podcast episodes. So I want to thank y'all, gentlemen.
Hey, yes, sir. We appreciate you extending the offer to us, man.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt at all, man. You know, it's been lovely, man. Because I've known y'all for years, but it's like talking to y'all week after week, it's like I learned something new about y'all. You know what I mean?
I know, isn't it crazy? That catches me like every time, every episode we speak, and there's something new that pops up, and it's like, right. Oh wow, I knew this dude for, you know, almost half my life at this point, and like,
right?
Wow, this is crazy. This is new information.
Right.
And then Eric, like, how the hell I would have ever crossed paths with him?
I feel like if we worked in the same place, we would have eventually crossed paths, though.
Yeah, but like, how? How? You know how many duty stations there is? And
this is true, bro. Yeah. I definitely feel like I've known you for a long time, though.
The army ain't that big, though, Marcellus. You know that, though, because we have a group of friends that we connected through the army that we would have been like, whoa, we never
like
would have thought.
Dot connected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, what, six of us or something like that?
Yep.
It's crazy, man.
The Army, I tell people all the time, man, you know, the Army wasn't my first choice, like, at all. It was honestly an alley-oop. You know what I mean? It was a last-minute heave. And, you know what I mean, it ended up playing out perfectly, man, because the people I met were just so incredible, man, and the connections and the things I've learned and what it's taught me and the things I've been able to learn about myself, bro. The Army, I don't regret it one bit.
That's awesome.
Throughout the bullshit, but you know, that's another topic.
Yeah. Pros and cons.
Absolutely. Now, to get back onto the topic of goals, how do you... Just for, you know, some of the listeners who may, you know, want to set goals but have struggled achieving them, do you guys set, like, smaller goals in order to meet your bigger goals?
I feel like you have to.
Yeah. So explain, talk on that a little bit. Why do you feel like you have to, Marcellus?
Because if you set this large goal, it can actually be pretty intimidating. From just, okay, this huge thing I'm going to do. And you don't know, you don't see any of the steps. It's just looking up and like, well, it's up there. But once you start making those smaller goals, you have your ladder, you have your steps to get to that achievable goal at the end.
I agree with that. Because, you know, it's a marathon versus a sprint. I know it's cliche, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because, like you said, if you set this, so I'll go the gym route, for example, because it's pretty easy to it's pretty easy to give gym examples. So like, you want to walk in the gym and you're like, all right, bet I want to squat 500 pounds. If you just put 500 pounds on that barbell, you're gonna see all that weight and you're gonna be like, oh, wait a minute. Initially, your mind is gonna see all that and you're gonna think. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to squat that. You know what I mean? Like, am I right or wrong?
Back.
Right.
Because
that's easy. That's easy because that's visual, right? So we're able to see all that weight. But now, if you set a crazy goal, like, all right, you know, let's do something a little difficult. I'm gonna lose like 30 pounds. I'm gonna lose 30 pounds in the next 30 days. One, that's unhealthy as shit. I mean, and two, it's a crazy unattainable goal for you to get there. You know what I mean? So why not break it down into smaller steps? You know, instead of walking into the gym thinking you're gonna squat 500 pounds, all right, how about, all right, today I'm gonna try and squat my body weight. If I can squat my body weight 10 times, boom, I'm gonna move up to heavier. You know what I mean? You gotta take those steps like that in order to get to the next level.
I think another reason why people struggle with goals is, number one, as you guys alluded to, they don't set small goals in order to accomplish the main goals. Mm-hmm. But number two, they're always comparing their goals to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a, a horrible thing to do. Like, yes. Speaking about a gym, my training partner, he benches more than me. He squats more than me. I know I ultimately want to get to his level. However, I'm not, like, comparing myself, if that makes sense. He'll call me out if he feels like I'm bullshit and I lift enough heavy weights, or, you know, if I'm not challenging myself. But I'm not comparing myself to him to the point where it's, like, I'm allowing it to consume me, then I'm forgetting my overall goal.
Hey, right. I'm glad
you... And I think, thirdly, a lot of people are afraid to ask for help.
Yes.
In order to reach their goals. Everyone wants to be self-made, ambitious, and do things on their own, but unfortunately, you can't do everything on your own, man. Like, you know, you got to put your pride and ego to the side and ask for help.
Yeah. I think it's tough sometimes, because I think you can ask for help, but you have to know who you're asking. Because some people don't know what they're doing in some aspects, so you have to be careful. Because, like you said, if you're trying to achieve a goal, you don't want to ask somebody who's never been there how to get there. You know what I'm saying? You're not gonna ask a bum how to make $1 million. You know what I'm saying?
They might know.
Yeah.
You know what? Hey, you're right, because he might have been up there at one point. You know what I'm trying to say, man. It's just like you got to be careful with that at times too, man. Because like you said, when you try to compare yourself to other people, you lose sight of who you are. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And there's no you greater than you, so you got to be the best you that you can be. Feel me?
Yeah, I always tell people, like, run your own race at your own pace.
I like that,
because especially when you're in a military environment and you start getting, you're around your peers and you're constantly being compared to the people around you on paper, it starts to get to people mentally. So I just push that saying, run your own race at your own pace. If you're better than what you were yesterday, you're just going to continuously become better over time.
Absolutely. I mean, we all had to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I think that, that intimidation factor, man, I think that cripples a lot of people. It crippled me at one point. I'm not going to lie. My homie Trone had told me it's the fear of success. You know what I mean? It's weird. It's weird that you would have the fear of becoming successful. But even with the podcast, for example, you know what I mean? It was starting to pick up. I was starting to get a lot of feedback, a lot of stuff. And I ain't gonna lie, I got overwhelmed. And I was like, whoa, you know what I mean? If I keep doing this, and then I'm going to have to, like, commit a whole chunk of time to this. And, you know what I mean? I started to doubt, you know what I mean, if I had the capabilities to do it and all that other stuff. And, you know, that fear of success is kind of what crippled me, man, in achieving some of my goals as well earlier on in my life.
I think fear is good to an extent.
Yeah. I agree. Explain.
I think a little bit of fear, it shows that, number one, you're passionate about it and you care. But it also, for me, it kind of makes me want to work hard in order to achieve it, to not fail. But, you know, some people may look at fear as a deterrent, or, you know, like a negative thing. And they're so fearful of fearing that they don't even try. So I think a little bit of fear is okay. Like, you know, a little bit. It's like similar to being nervous for an exam. Like, you know you're studying everything. You know you have the tools and the tangibles to pass, but you're still nervous. It's like a natural thing.
Yeah, they just need that 5 seconds of courage. Just get them to go do it.
So more of like use the fear for adrenaline type thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of what I use mine for.
I dig it. I dig it.
Yeah, that's kind of what I use mine for.
You ever watch After Earth?
Is that the one with Will Smith and Jaden?
Yeah.
I've seen, like, the first part, but I can't remember much of it.
There's a quote in there where he talks about fear, and I think I'm going to find it, and I'm going to say it out loud.
Definitely. Yeah, we'll need that. And Will Smith be dropping them gems, man. When it comes to like goal setting, do you guys, how many, like, so personally, I have a personal goal, I have a professional goal, and then I have a physical goal. So my physical goal for this upcoming year, you know, I want to go back to 2-a-days. You know what I mean? So I got the garage set up in the gym. And then, you know, I got my Crunch gym membership. So I want to wake up. When I wake up in the morning to check the charts, I also want to start hitting the gym as well. So I can start getting those 2-a-days in, you know, start hitting it like that. As far as personal, my personal goals is I want to be more of an extrovert. For anybody who knows me, y'all know I'm super introverted. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm, the crib is where I'm at all the time. But you know, I wanna start to be more extroverted. I wanna start to network more. I wanna start to, you know, build more relationships with, you know, people with that good energy. You know what I mean? Because I'm very selective of who I let into my universe. And then professionally, like I said, I have my FTMO account, you know, certified trader now. I have this goal where I want to make at least 50K this year because I'm not working for anybody else but myself. So I want to at least match what I made last year working for the man. So I'm pretty close. I mean, I'm pretty close. So I'll be working on that pretty hard the last quarter of the year. But those are like, that's how I break down my goals. You know what I mean? I have three of them and I have three hobbies that coincide with those three goals. You know what I mean? That keep me going towards those goals. Do y'all do the same thing, or how do y'all break your goals down?
You know what?
I think mine. I'll go ahead myself. Sorry.
Oh, I was gonna. All right, but like, I haven't really sat down and written my goals in a while. Not since we're sitting here talking about goals. Like, I kind of have my big three right now.
Yeah.
Which is pretty much the packet thing, get my SAMC, and then. Physically, I want to at least be able to run under 15 here because the elevation is at 5,000 feet. So,
yeah, that plays a huge factor.
I've been struggling, but I haven't been working that hard really because I'm so used to having that basketball cardio that running has come so easy. So, I think I'm definitely going to start focusing on the physical aspect. Like, I've been working on my mental a lot this year. And, financially, I'm just trying to get all my debt paid off. So when I leave here, I can purchase a home. So nice. I'm probably going to try to save like 10 grand by next summer.
Yeah.
So I'm just working on that stuff.
See, man, that's tough, bro.
Pretty dope, bro. Yeah. Sounds attainable, man.
Every goal. If you can think it, you can do it, man. I'm one of those people. If you can think it, you can do it, man. You just gotta put in the work towards it. It's nothing's easy, but I mean anything you think you can attain. Mm-hmm. Within reason, because I don't want nobody to think, yeah, I'm a fly. And then you're gonna start, you know what I mean, trying to go out there and fly. But only Michael Jordan and Vince Carter.
You ever hear of SMART goals? The acronym?
No.
So it should be specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-based.
Okay.
So if you keep all those things in mind when you set a goal, you should be pretty good on your way.
I like that. You're going to have to send me that so I can put that in the description.
I will.
Yeah, for sure. SMART goals. I like that, man. What's up? That's good. What's the motivation that y'all use, man, to stay on track? I'm a big Les Brown fan. I don't know if you guys know who Les Brown is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Les Brown. I like his energy, man. Like the way he tells his stories and the way he talks and the way he delivers his message, man, it gets me hyped. Him and Eric Thomas.
Yeah, I know about Eric Thomas.
Eric Thomas will have you trying to run through a wall.
Oh, man. What? You want to make a lot of money? Meet me at 4 a.m. on the beach. that's one of my favorite videos, like, ever, of all time. The how bad do you want it speech. Eric Thomas gets me motivated, man.
When you want to breathe.
Yeah, when you want to breathe as bad as you want to succeed, then you'll be successful. Eric Thomas. that man right there. What's some things y'all use for motivation?
I listen to CT Fletcher, bro.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
CT Fletcher's my guy, man. Like, I was in a tub the other night after having a brutal leg day.
and my wife.
You gotta do it sometimes, man. I ain't mad at you.
My wife was sitting there looking at me, bro, while I was listening to CT Fletcher. She was like, "Who's this? He cussing a lot." I was like, "Yeah, that's CT." I was like, I said, when I'm in a gym, I got two choices: be a beast or a bitch. And I was like, "No."
Straight up, you gotta be in a different mindset to listen to CT, man. Because shit, he gonna talk shit to you.
Yeah, he's someone I listen to for motivation a lot. Probably the only person, believe it or not. Like,
yeah,
I'm just very receptive to his style. Because again, like his motivational speeches are specifically for the gym, but I think it's still applicable to like all avenues in life.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I listen to him on a daily basis.
You actually introduced me to another person that I listen to often. You referred me to Adrian Peterson's podcast, and he had Inky Johnson on there, and I started listening.
Oh, Arian Foster?
Yeah, Arian Foster. Arian Foster. Yeah, that's who it was. And he had Inky Johnson on there, and I started listening to Inky. Man, I like he's real inspirational as well, dog. If you like CT and them, you'll definitely like Inky Johnson, because he was a former NCAA football player, and I forget what position, but he had like a career ending injury, dog, and he has like no use. Yeah, he has no use of his right arm anymore.
Yeah, I've heard about him.
DB.
Yeah.
At University of Tennessee.
Yep.
He actually played with Arian Foster.
Yep. Yeah. That's how he had him on the podcast and everything. Yeah. Inky John. He's a pretty inspirational dude. You said you've heard of him, Marcellus?
Yeah, I've heard of him. I think he was on a Goldcast thing or something along those lines.
Yeah. See, I get lost. Like, I get lost in YouTube, and I end up listening to all these, like, motivational speakers and all that. And then, you know, the ones with, like, the the music clips and like, the different quotes, like, I try to find where those quotes came from and then listen to that person, so.
Oh, okay.
I get lost in YouTube that way, man. I find a lot of different motivational stuff that way. I don't know, it's the power of the word, man. I don't know if I, like, when I can hear it, I didn't think it, man. I can do it. Like I said, man, it just gets me going. It's provocative.
Yeah. I wrote that on your Facebook status.
I would say for me, one thing that really motivates me is having soldiers. I know it sounds kind of cliche, but like, especially when I first got here, like I had a lot less soldiers than when I was used to, and it just like drained me. I'm like, what? Civilian? And then two of my soldiers got out, and then it was just me and one, and then slowly I've trickled up to getting three soldiers now, and I have a lot more interaction with them, and it's just motivating because I can just give them little tools for success, and I just have to be the standard for them. Like, I don't have a choice, you know. I got to do my best, because if I don't try hard, they're not going to try hard. If they see me bullshitting, they're like, yeah, I ain't doing that, you know. So that always keeps me pretty motivated.
I can agree to that, bro, because last year when I was in the ICTC, I had like 16 soldiers as a squad leader. That was probably the most effective I've been in my military career. Yeah, it was. It's different, man. You look to your left and like a lot of people looking up to you.
That you stress.
Yeah.
And then
it's like, you know, you're the standard, you're the impression.
Yeah. Exactly.
You gotta lead by example.
And then with like social media and all, you don't know how many people are actually like watching your life or whatever, and people actually idolize you. Like every once in a while someone will come and talk to you and be like, "Hey man, you really did this and this is cool, like I wanna do that kind of deal." So I kinda do it for the younger generation too.
True that. True that, man, because any fan of Naruto knows the king is the next generation, according to Asuma Sensei. Yo, there's a lot of life lessons in anime, man. Don't sleep.
Man, we got to do an episode on anime.
Yeah. For sure. When we get on the next planet call, we got to do an anime episode for sure.
We got to get Lane into anime.
I'm about to say I'll be a fly on the wall for that episode.
Man, look, Goku will have you motivated, dog. More motivated than you think.
We got to slide him like 3 shows.
Right.
I used to watch Dragon Ball Z growing up.
Yeah.
But like
most people did.
I don't remember like too many episodes though.
Yeah. See, I watched it multiple times though. So cuz like that's like my number one favorite. It's crazy I have a Goku t-shirt on right now. You know what I'm saying? Like it is what it is. But man, there's a lot of powerful quotes and stuff and underlining messages in anime, bro.
Yeah. It's just funny to me. They always have they always have like a 14-year-old saving the world.
Right, crazy. Like Ash has been 10 years old since I was 10 years old.
Right.
But my man does it for the Pokemon though, man. You gotta love one another. That's the message there. Or something like that. I don't know.
The only anime I can actually think of that has an adult like fighting or whatever is One Punch Man.
Yeah.
The only one I can think of.
Yeah, and that's more of a parody.
That's crazy.
Look, Lane's over there like, yeah, he don't know what's going on. it's some motivators in there, man. It's some motivators in there.
For everybody, sure.
Everybody finds their little niches somewhere. How do you say that word? Is it a niche or a niche? Niche? Niche.
Niche.
Is it a niche?
I think. I don't know.
That was a niche. I'm not
looking in the dictionary.
Yeah, I'm not a linguist.
Go to dictionary.com and hit that.
We'll have to spell check that one. Mm-hmm. If anybody knows, feel free to reach out and let me know how to say it. I'll greatly appreciate it.
Hey, whatever you say, we agree with you, bro.
Right. Man, it's crazy. It's crazy how fast. I feel like this year went by pretty fast.
This was a weird year.
It was weird.
It was so weird.
You know what tripped me out? I seen a post the other day on Facebook and it made me think. I can't remember what I did for Easter.
We were like, what month
is Easter in?
Yeah, right. Like I feel like we skipped past Easter like so quickly. I feel like I don't know. I just feel like it didn't happen.
Yeah, this year was a blur, man.
Yeah, it's definitely going by fast. It's been a challenging year. You know what I mean? I don't want to say it's been a bad year, but it's been a challenging year. I'll say that much.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I saw something on Twitter. It was like, if you come out of COVID without a Compton and he goes, you should feel sorry for yourself. And I don't agree with that, man.
Yeah, like, COVID
affected people. It had an impact on people in multiple ways, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. Like, you can't make someone feel bad for
it. I think that's like that. A privileged post.
Yeah, definitely a privileged post.
Because if you have a contracted job, a secure job, you know, yeah, COVID didn't affect you, but there's other people who lives drastically changed. There's people that thought their job was secure and a company out of business right now.
Right.
Yeah, Pizza Hut went bankrupt.
Pizza Hut, right. Everything. It's crazy. Job around, there's a couple like Sonics that closed around where I'm at. Whataburger closed. There's a lot of people were affected, man. COVID-19 was tough because it came and it hit a lot of those businesses that didn't prepare for things like this. You know what I mean? Because this was unexpected. I don't think anybody expected, you know what I mean, a pandemic to come in 2020.
That's going to be part of people's new insurance plan.
Right.
Right,
you
got pandemic insurance.
Right, man, we laugh, but it's crazy. I mean, it could be something like, yeah, you need COVID insurance now in order to work at a certain job, or it's crazy, man.
Hey, that's something to ask civilian jobs when you're getting hired, honestly. Like, you know, what's your contingency plan if there's a pandemic or something?
I think we should pay attention to the way a lot of companies and businesses handled this current one and then move forward as such, because I mean, there's no better data than the present.
Yeah.
I mean, we could look at how they handle things historically, but how they handle things now is how they're gonna handle things the next time. You know what I mean? A lot of these companies don't really change, but you know, anyway, we're in the last 4 months of the year. September, October, November, December. Feels like Christmas is tomorrow.
This year is weird, man.
I'm telling you, man, it's the end of the summer. Kids here in Texas are back to school.
Anywhere.
it's crunch time, bro. It's crunch time. crunch time. It is the fourth quarter, man. It's time to kick it in gear and get ready because, shoot, I don't know how. So imagine how like Black Friday, you know what I mean?
Christmas life is gonna be a thing,
right? Like with COVID and everything, how was? I don't know, man.
Thanksgiving? How are you supposed to have a get together with your family?
Right.
Checking temperatures at the door.
It's weird, man.
They actually do that at my gym. They check your temperature before you come in. So you have to come in. You have to come in with a mask. They check your temperature, and then if your temperature is good, you're good to go.
Yeah,
man, that just makes people feel safe.
Yeah,
same with my gym as well.
That's all it is. I wipe down everything before I use it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
I think it's inevitable to not catch it, bro. Because like you can do everything right, and you can still catch it, bro.
Absolutely,
it's gonna be the new flu, pretty much. It's just right now, it's just keeping too many people from getting it because of the hospitalization.
But, yeah, I think what's crazy is that like. Italy, they're back up to normal. Korea, they're back up to normal. China, they're back up to normal.
Germany opened their clubs this weekend. I was like, what?
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah, Germany's back to normal, too.
In the U.S., we're just stuck, bro, like between phase one and two.
We were being stubborn, so here's the result.
Look, yeah. I'm gonna tell y'all right now, one of the major, major super goals, like I know I've made it, is when I can move out of the U.S. and still have my businesses operating in the U.S. and I don't have to come back to make money off them.
That's on my list too.
Yeah, that's the ultimate goal, bro. Just to live somewhere else comfortably and just have my money pay me as I live comfortably somewhere outside of the United States.
I want to say at about 55, I ain't working.
Right. Just be done, bro.
I check on my businesses. Y'all doing all right? Who I got to fire? Who I got to hire? All right, cool.
After our previous episode, I started looking at like the architecture in like Africa and stuff. They got some pretty nice houses out there, bro.
Mm-hmm.
They got some pretty nice houses out there. So that's definitely.
I just want to get to the point where I don't have to check my bank account every time I start my car, bro.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure. That ultimate financial freedom, man, where you ain't got to worry about it because you know you can just pay it off. You're good. Yeah, have you guys ever seen the movie Shatus?
Yep.
There's a line my man says in there. He says, if I got to look at the price tag, it means I can't afford it.
That's true.
Like, that's all right, true. I got you, bro. I heard you. I hear you. Yeah, that's definitely big, big financial goals right there, man. Definitely where I want to get in life. Before we end it off, gentlemen, is there anything y'all want to leave with the people for the week?
I found the quote.
Found the quote. Bring it.
All right. So the quote from the movie After Earth, Will Smith says, "Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It's the product of our imagination causing us to fear things that do not exist at present and may not never exist. That is near insanity. So do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice."
I like that.
Mic drop.
Yeah, for real. That's dope. And you said that's from After Earth, Will Smith?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to try to find that movie and watch it. I dig it.
That sounds like a good movie.
Yeah, I like that. That was a good way to end the podcast, bro. Thank you for sharing that. Okay. Also, hashtag save the children, because I don't give a fuck what's going on between Tory Lanez and Meg Thee Stallion. Save the children.
Right. Arrest Acosta, kill Breonna Taylor.
Let's go. Yes, sir. Already. Justice for Vanessa.
Don't do crack.
Don't do crack. You already know the vibes.
And make sure you register to vote.
Yes. Please. Thank you, Marcellus. Please, please, please register to vote. We will hammer that into your heads here in these next upcoming
episodes.
Register to vote, because we can talk all the shit we want, but if we're not going out and voting, we're not doing anything but talking shit on Facebook. So go out, register to vote.
And even if you don't want to vote federally, vote locally at minimum.
Please, please make the change. The change starts with you. We got to do it. Got to do it. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, positivity, prosperity, peace.